Hi there, my name is Jacques Tron, and in the previous session I spoke on the royal reports of the kings of Israel and Judah. The royal reports, of course, being a specific kind of literature found in the books of Kings and Chronicles. These reports essentially give, well, a report on a king, ultimately evaluating him whether he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord or if he did evil in the eyes of the Lord. And of course, we said the benchmark was King David, the man after God's own heart. Now, for the next three sessions, I have chosen three righteous kings of Judah, who all happen to be among my personal favorite characters of the Old Testament. You know, when we look at the Old Testament characters, we tend to single out people like David and Abraham and Moses and Daniel and perhaps even Solomon, because those are the big names. But the reality is, the Old Testament is chock-and-block full of amazing heroes of the faith, just like these three kings of Judah. These three kings, their life stories do not only testify of them being successful, godly kings, but their life stories are powerful testimonies of God's miracle-working powers. So for this session, we will be looking at King Jehoshaphat of Judah. In Afrikaans, his name is Jehoshaphat. Please note that there are a few people in the Old Testament with the name Jehoshaphat, but we are talking about the king of Judah, who, according to his royal report, had great wealth and honor. But much more important than this, he walked in the ways of David, specifically in his early years. Unfortunately, later on, he made some alliances with wicked kings of Israel, and this God did not approve of. Now, Jehoshaphat did some interesting things during his reign, which made him special and set him apart from other kings. For instance, he sent Levites throughout the land of Judah to teach the law of God to the people. This was quite unique. Also important, Jehoshaphat removed the high places and the Asherah poles from Judah. Like I explained in the previous session, the high places were used for pagan worship. And not all of the even righteous kings of Judah destroyed these high places, but Jehoshaphat did. Then at a certain stage in his reign, Jehoshaphat came up against three nations who together wanted to wage war against him. And these odds were overwhelming against Judah. So Jehoshaphat called a fast for all of Judah, and he and his people earnestly prayed to God for help and deliverance. Of course, God answers him, and God assures him that the battle belongs to the Lord and that he must not be afraid. Jehoshaphat then does something very interesting. He sets up praise singers at the head of the army, right in front, praising God as they marched to the battle. And when he did this, the Lord intervened supernaturally, defeating the enemy, so that when Judah arrives at the battle site, they found just dead bodies and destruction. What an awesome testimony. It reminded me of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 that says, the weapons we fight with are not weapons of this world. Awesome stuff. That then, in short, is the interesting life story of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. Thank you for joining me. Keep well, and God bless you.